Mind you, if you are there, maybe on your iPad listening to us via the BBC iPlayer or on any other internet device, maybe you've hit a regular bit of frustration. Ofcom agree with you and some of that frustration, and it's been it's quite an interesting story. I think the whole problem is broadband and potentially a little bit mis-selling that's been going on. Paul Jenner is going to take a look at it for us. What is the problem here then, Paul?
Well, basically, you see the adverts which say speeds of up to 20 megabits per second. Now, Ofcom, which regulates the services, the internet services providers, it says that often many people don't get that speed. They get a very little amount. There's a substantial gap, they say, between the advertised speeds and the actual speeds that they get. So they did some research. They found just 14% of customers get up to that 20 megabits per second level, 58% average speeds of 6 megabits per second or less. Now, on the other hand, so this is through the usual copper cables, cable and fibre services fared better. 92% of Virgin Media customers on up to 50 megabits per second, so significantly better. And it's long been an issue for consumer groups. Now, they say advertising is adding to confusion over different net services. So what they're recommending, this is Ofcom that's recommending, is that ISPs use something called typical speed rates to avoid confusing consumers. So, for example, it has set guidelines for this speed. It recommends that services that are currently advertised as that up to 20 megabits per second be changed to a typical speed rate of between 3 and 9 megabits per second, just so people know exactly where they are.
So a bit more honesty in the whole thing. Paul, thank you for that. We've got on the phone Chris Jenkins from UM. Hi there, Chris.
Hi.
Now, I remember you because you've had some struggles with broadband, because it's all very well. From my understanding with it is that if you're nice and close to a phone exchange, you get some fairly whiz-bang broadband, if you're lucky, unless, of course, you've got Virgin, in which case it's normally done. It's like cable modems, isn't it? It comes nice and quickly.
Yeah.
However, if you live in a village a little further away from the exchange, it's really quite unacceptable speeds. Is that right?
Well, one can define it as broadband, but one has to accept that it is very slow compared with the sort of speeds that you can get with fibre optics. And living in Ulma, a rural village, you know, we're unlikely to sort of get a Virgin cable installed in here in sort of quick time. So we really have to put up with what we can get.
I'm quite interested to know if you looked around. I know you've come up with a really canny solution to all of this, but before you got to that solution, did you look at all those adverts and did somebody come to you and say, yes, you could have up to 20 megabytes?
Well, not really. I mean, on the basis of the sort of speeds that we get here, we get sort of varying between sort of 500 kilobytes a second and just over a megabyte a second. Now, whether one defines that as, you know, up to, I'm not quite sure, but what one can get little bits of computer utilities which can measure the speed and the sort of surveys I've done, those are the sort of things that come up at the end of the test. So, yeah. You know, half a megabyte to just over a megabyte is what BT can offer by ordinary telephone lines. And from an engineer's point of view, that's sort of quite acceptable. We have to put up with what we can get. But
why did you decide that this wasn't good enough for you?
Well, the fact is that I'm a technical person, and obviously I look at all the alternatives to improving my communications externally. And for the last couple of years, mobile broadband or 3G or wireless broadband, any of those terms will do, has been beamed over villages like Ulm and other ones in Oxfordshire. Certainly within the last year, they've been capable of running that same test and producing up to 7 megabits a second. Now, obviously, for someone who's running a BT landline at half a megabit...
Well, that's a huge improvement, isn't it?
If they knew that they could get up to 7, I'm sure that they'd take note.
Yeah, just the thing here, though, Chris, of course, is if you're quite technical, I can imagine you can get your brain around that quite easily.
Well,
that is
one of the problems, I think. I think most people would prefer a BT engineer to knock at the door
or a
Virgin engineer and say, well,
here it is.
You know, here's broadband, you know, pay your monthly fee and off you go. But as far as rural areas are concerned, you do have to investigate a little bit. But it's not that difficult because all the mobile phone shops, you know, in Oxford and Reading and everywhere around, are selling these things called dongles, which you can certainly in a rural area probably best to stick it on a window rather than straight into your computer, and you can get just as good broadband here as you can in some other places, you know, which are regarded as towns.
Chris, we need to leave it there, but fascinating. Thank you very much for that. So Chris Jenkins, still getting decent internet access speeds, but not via broadband.
BBC Radio Oxford.